Hi, and welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I am Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I am Chantal from Photos in Order. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, hi, Chantal. How are you?
I'm really good because we're celebrating today, aren't
we? We are indeed. Imagine fireworks.
Yes, and champagne. Yeah.
That's it. Oh, of course.
Bit too early in the morning.
That's true.
Now, today, dear listeners, we're actually celebrating our 100th episode. Can you believe it?
I know. It is amazing. I actually can't believe it, to be honest.
I know. It's always, we're still in amazement. Like,
oh, I love it. Love it. Absolutely. What a privilege, really. It is such a privilege to be able to do what we do.
And what a journey.
So we thought, because of our little milestone that we're celebrating here, that we would share some of that with you guys, because we wouldn't be here unless there were people that were willing to listen. So and there's obviously still people willing to listen, which is fabulous. So what we thought we'd do in this episode is just have a little bit of a fun look back on sort of, you know, what we've done and why, a little bit of a reminiscing of the back, and then talk a little bit about sort of where our hopes are and thoughts are about, moving forward, because we're not going anywhere. So, which is great, but just a little bit look back, see how the industry's changed and some of the things that, have been really interesting to us, and also really importantly to celebrate some of our wonderful guests that we have had on. So so grateful for that, and really well received. Obviously, that's just this, we can't have all this information. There's a wide range in this tiny little industry. Mm-hmm. It's huge of specific knowledge. So we want to honor our guests that have been a part of this journey as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
So should we start by just reassuring you that we're not going anywhere? We are here to stay, even if we've already got 100 episodes now, but as you say, the topic is endless. We can talk for days and days. Who would have thought that?
I know.
So we're here to stay, and also people, we keep taking photos. That's another reason why we're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Because, it's growing as we speak.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's always changing.
Yes.
And I think that's and people's reasons why their photo organizing changes too. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really relevant for people if they've done a certain project, and then to be able to come back and sort of, you know, go, oh, what are those, you know, Aussies doing with information maybe about this particular topic, because there's a really good search feature in the podcast episode. So it could just be you've got a new, you know, you've switched over from Windows to a Mac, or you've gone from a Mac to a Windows or something, and you're like, oh, I wonder what episodes they've done on that. So there's always new things to learn, and people are still joining us, so that's fabulous. So yes.
Yeah, and just to throw in what you just said, if there is a topic or a question that is not answered in the podcast yet, please don't forget that we've got a wish list. So you can enter your requests and your wishes if you would like us to answer a specific question. So don't be shy. You'll find the link always in the show notes, and of course on our website too, just as a little side note.
Yeah, and also that made me just think, if you find a software that's sort of new that you find intriguing and you'd like us to reach out and contact that company and maybe have them on as a guest to find out more and spread the news to others, then that's another topic that you might be able to, that you might like us to do a bit of research and investigation into as well. So happy to do that.
Good. So things since we started, things have changed a little bit. Not too
Yes.
much, but a little. They have changed over time. And yeah, especially you, Fiona, you're doing something really exciting currently. Why don't you tell us a bit more
Yeah,
about
so
that?
I have mentioned that in previous episodes, but yes, I'm still studying and loving it. I'm in my second year now in my Bachelor of Counseling, and it's yeah, like a duck to water. I just really love it. And blending that with the emotions that we all go through when we are going through our photos. So it's a really lovely mix, and I'm really enjoying it. So even though I'm still doing the podcast, and like we said, I really enjoy doing that and working together with Chantel, with you, Chantel. So
Likewise.
yeah, so even though I'm not actively pursuing scanning and organizing with my photo helper business, I'm still definitely, here to stay as and passionate about the industry and bringing my counseling into that. So I'm sort of inventing as I go along as to how that will play out as far as photo helper goes. But just with the knowledge that I have already, and then my genuine interest for learning and helping others to explore their photos,
So
we're continuing
exciting.
on. Yeah,
I
which is good.
can't wait to see where that will sort of direct you and where
Yeah.
you'll end up with that. It will be exciting. Yeah, can't wait to hear more
Yeah,
about that one.
it's interesting. One of the things that I was learning, just reading the other day is something I actually wrote on my whiteboard that I've got on the wall is that joy is happiness. It's the happiness that doesn't depend on what happens. So it's finding this underlying state of just showing up for what we do, regardless of what is happening at that time. Now that's not always easy, and it's something that can take a very deliberate decision to do. But that's so when you say, it's interesting to see where I turn up. I absolutely am interested too. But regardless of where that will be, I'll have joy along the way because
That's
it's that
good.
state of being happy, of feeling that, not dependent on what happens, and just trying to find that place of accepting where you're at and what comes, which is lovely.
Beautiful.
So yes, so that's good. And you're obviously well and truly still focused on, you've got all of your work that you do with photos in order, and continuing on in all. Now you, because you specialize mainly in the digital organizing space,
That's
you
right.
do also take on and help people with all their scanning and things like that, and whether you do it yourself personally or outsource it.
Yeah, so these days I outsource the scanning, mostly to yourself, but also to others here in Melbourne locally. And I've also got interstate clients. I've just got a new one in Sydney where I can easily help with the digital and the sorting of the prints, but I've sent her to two colleagues of ours in Sydney that are local. So it's nice how we all sort of work together. And look, the decision was sort of because I can't complain about not enough work. Let's put it that way. Which is a good thing, of course. And I was at the point where I would have had to replace my scanners and also probably move into the camera scanning, because that's now, the standard. That's something that gives you really good quality, as Fiona would know, because she does the camera scanning, which is amazing. The quality is so good. But I would have had to invest in that and to learn it all. And so I decided to draw a line in the sand and to let go of the scanning and to outsource that part and do mainly the digital, which keeps me more than busy. But Fiona and I have been talking about that in the past as well. Dealing with digital files and photos is There's just no other word for it. It's very tedious. And even though I love what I do, it's not something you can do 8 hours a day. So, as it happens, I've been doing more photo books recently for clients, a couple of slideshows, starting to write stories down that clients tell me to eventually create books and other things. So it's just added so much more to what I do. And I'm glad it did because I was sort of starting to miss that because we have one side of our work is very technical, which is great. And I love to learn new things every day. That's the beauty of it. But it can also become a bit too much. And why are photos so important? It is because of the stories they tell. So I felt the need that I need to balance it out a bit and work more on that side with projects. And yeah, it just happened that way, which is great. I love it. Yeah.
I think that's really great. It's actually very in line, I'm sure, with people that are listening for how they organize their own photos, because that the gathering and putting them into the order and that is tedious, but when you intersperse it with the projects of really enjoying them and being able to share them or see them in a finished product. That's why we're doing what we do.
That's right, yeah.
That's why others are listening to this, because that's what they want to do. It's why we're here, is to be able to really connect with those memories.
Yeah, and that's another reason why we're not going anywhere, why we're gonna stay. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we've come down from like bi-weekly episodes to monthly episodes, just mainly, because of things that we just mentioned, workload, otherwise. And but yes, we're here to stay, we want to continue, and we look, it's not about making money with the podcast, and we've talked about that too in the past. We're quite open and honest about that. For us, it's really, we love to share what we know and what we've experienced in terms of photos with the wider community. And we also love that we've sort of become a bit of a platform for other experts in our field and industry to help educate and to help not only you, but also ourselves informed of what's happening, of changes, of new things. Because we can't be, experts in everything. It sounds like it's a tiny little, highly specialized niche and industry, but within that industry, it's amazing. There's so much to pack into it, and we can't possibly know it all, obviously. So that's why we have our guests, and we will honor them a little bit later today. Yeah, but that's the things we love about it.
Yeah, it is. It's good. So one of the things that we thought we'd do is just sort of go over, where this industry as photo organizing has come from. And I think listening that you will, just we're all aware that we've got photos, but now to be able to sort of acknowledge that the technical advancement of photos, photography hasn't stopped since the first introduction of cameras, and it is definitely not slowing down either. So there's always going to be new ways, new equipment to take photos, and that always ends up then with how do we fit them all into the one place if we've got our initial sort of, we're taking photos on all these old formats to all these new current technologies with phones and, who knows what going forward we'll be using. But that really does give rise to an industry of people and companies that are aware of this space, that people know their photos are precious and we want to be able to manage them. And how do we do that? And so what started out with just a handful of people really sort of saying, oh, I'll do it myself for me, and maybe I could do this for someone else, really is now an international industry of experts and companies, large and small. You've got your big Apples and Google and that are in this space and always adding more development and technology into the organizing and the AI of their photos. And so, that then creates a space for people to help others to manage that, which is really where this photo organizing, industry has come from. So it's really since we started, even, 3 years ago, or more, is it? Three and a half. I think we're into
I
four.
think,
Maybe we're into five. Oh, anyway,
not
a long
we should
time.
know.
We should. It was before COVID, so it was 20. It was 2018.
Oh,
Oh my goodness.
dear.
It really has so many new companies are really establishing themselves in being able to provide some great solutions for keeping photos safe and organizing photos. And then, with the artificial intelligence and designs that, to be able to find those really easily. So yeah, it's really as an industry come a long way.
It has, and it's interesting. I just participated in our annual conference of the photo managers, and we had the quality of the speakers of the breakouts. It was just amazing, and as you just said, they've brought on board some software developing companies, and it's amazing to see over the last few years, especially some of the organizers, took the initiative and they started talking to those companies and influence what they are developing and giving them feedback, what we need, what people need who want to manage photos. It's amazing, and they have started to listen. So, big things are happening, and some of them are quite big companies, so it's not just, a little guy somewhere in the garage developing something. It's big stuff. So yeah, exciting times. And now that you mentioned AI, everybody talks about that right now, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No.
Huge, huge topic. So yeah, a lot of things are happening in that space. Yeah, it was amazing to see, in that conference. It was such a wide representation of also diverse organizers. There are organizers who do digital only, there are photo book designers, slideshow designers, there are people who work more with the do-it-yourself sort of clients, others have like the big VIP sort of service, supplies of tools that we need on a daily basis, like software, but also, archival materials and things like that. So yeah, massive. So it's come a long way, as you said.
It really has. It really has. So yeah, it's an exciting place to be, and I think everyone can relate. You wouldn't be listening to a specific podcast on organizing your photos if you didn't, feel that this is something that you wanted to learn about. So I think that brings us to, initially when we started, Chantel, we thought let's try this. Sharing our knowledge as organizers and how can we help people, and so we really looked at what we do practically to help people with this organizing. We came up with our five golden rules. And as we were preparing for this episode, we were looking back and saying, it's still relevant, which is just so good to be able to apply principles that are timeless to an industry that's always changing. And so, that's really something, and we'll put these links in the show notes for you so you can jump back in and have another look at those. Because we haven't talked about them as much lately,
That's right, yeah.
but they're all still relevant today. And so the first one, our first golden rule, this is all about, no matter where you're at and what you're doing, is our strong suggestion is to back up your photos and digital and the print, which it would be scanning. So that is definitely relevant and applicable for everyone, regardless of what project they're doing. So that's our number one. Our number two is know your why. And so that obviously really get focused and clear and help yourself to determine why you're doing this, because it can be a lengthy process. And so if you can stay focused and really connect to that reason, then it will help you continue through. Our third one, you want to give that one, Chantel?
Yeah, sure. The third one is called Create a Hub. So that's the whole gathering process where we encourage you to get all your photos into one place. Again, that's applicable for prints and for digital, because it just makes it so much easier. It makes sense to have it all in one place, even if it's still chaotic. At least it's there, it's backed up, it's safe. And it's there for you when you're ready to sort and organize. Yeah, and that's actually the next step. The golden rule number four is sorting and organizing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's can be quite time consuming. We start with culling, with removing duplicates and throw out unnecessary photos, and then bring it in some kind of order that makes sense to us, be that in a simple chronological folder structure. Some people might not want that, or it's not necessary depending on what you use as software. But yeah, there's a lot of options there. So that's a big step. And lastly, number five is do something, take action.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the fun part where you do all your projects, like the photo books and slideshows and whatnot. So
Yeah.
yeah,
And
yes.
that really can speak to those that are struggling with procrastination too. So that really sort of covers some tips on just getting you started and going through and finding that motivation. So there's actually a free e-guide on the website if you haven't jumped on and grabbed that one. There's the buttons on, the menu at the top there, or the home page, and you can grab that to give yourself some motivation if you need it. Some tips. I'm sure that we some of them are kind of funny. I remember going through those together when we
Yes.
But it is, and I think that's the thing with these golden rules. They are applicable, and the regardless of whether or not you're, moving from a different project into, maybe you've got your photos organized and now you're going into creating something, it really does help with having a bit of a structure. Maybe you're in a Windows program and you're moving to a Mac, and you need to, look at all of your options. And any time you're really addressing your photos, we really encourage, it's a great place to come back to just give yourself some structure to move through what it is that you're really wanting to achieve. So yeah, so
That's right.
that's been really, I think, helpful for people. So yeah, there's still golden rules are still relevant. So the other thing before we wrap up that we wanted to just cover in this celebration 100th episode is a shout out to all of our guests. So what we thought we might do is just give a read through of all of the beautiful guests that we have had on over the different episodes, and we'll provide links to them, their episode, and also their businesses. So if you have any fond memories and you wanted to jump back in and listen or jump over to their websites, please do, by all means. All right, I'll start. We've
Okay,
had a
awesome.
few, haven't we, Chantelle?
Yes.
Now, these aren't in actual exact order of appearance on the episodes, but we have had Mara from the Filing Fairies, Melissa from the Digital Scrapbooking HQ, Caroline from the Swedish Organizer, Lauren from the Eternal Second.
Then Shelley from Shelley Murray Photo Organizing Services and Adam from Chaos to Memories. We had Karen from the Matanya Effect and Lisa, who is one of our lovely listeners.
Yes, we've also had Paul from Blue Water Imaging, Hazel from Organized for Life and Beyond, and Kathy from The Photo Managers, and Caden from Smug Bunk.
Then Katie from Memories to Legacy, Harley from Picturely, Dala from Hard Work Organizing, and V from Coral Coast Photo Life.
And we've also had Casey from Miss Freddie, Angela and Wendy from Hoarding Home Solutions, Kate from The Photo Curator, Amy from The Art of Decluttering, and Alison from Arrange, Wander, Focus.
Well, then there is more to come. We've got exciting episodes planned for you with more guests who will generously share their knowledge and their wisdom. So, yes, thank you from the bottom of our hearts to all our guests for being with us, for joining us, and
Yeah.
sharing all your expertise with our listeners.
Absolutely. And I think when you look at this list, it just really does show such a variety of areas. You know, we've got photographers here, we've got software companies, we've got other organizers, we've got specialists in photo books and generalized, cluttering and other specialists with hoarding. And there really is such a wide range of topics that are covered in photo organizing, isn't there?
There is,
It's
yes.
it's really quite a it's just a really lovely journey. So to look back on this 100th episode of ours. So yeah, thanks for coming on that memory trip down memory lane with us.
Yes.
It's been good. So to finish up, what we thought we'd do is just, I don't know, share some of our most favorite or memorable moments or, what we've enjoyed and things like that. So one of the things, Chantelle, that I have, while I was looking back on this particular thing, I thought, one of the things that I've really enjoyed is our before sessions, before we actually record,
Yeah.
because of course we do our planning and we do our research
Yeah.
into what we're going to do, and there's often a lot of laughter, a lot of we go way off track into so many different areas. We're like, come on, we've got to record here, because and we could have probably pressed record before we started recording, because there's so much information that we just obviously are both very passionate about. So I really enjoy those, the before and after planning sessions for what we've done and what we need to cut out. There are, we'll be honest, there are some episodes where we have had to edit once or twice.
Getting better at it though.
Yeah, we are much better, but
But
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
interesting.
all my ams and I know, I always say I'm aware of it, and it when I listen back to it, it's oh my God, just too much. See, again, I said you know again. So should know, but now I should know better by now. So yeah, no, it is good fun, and if we make mistakes, it's not the end of the world. So it's good
Exactly.
fun, and I love that we always learn something new, especially of course when we have guests that share their expertise that we might not have as much or as deep as they have. And I just find that fascinating. That's something I really love to have the guests on and have a chat with them. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And something else that I think is really wonderful too is looking back, is just the feedback that we get and some of those lovely emails that we've had from people. I mean, we even have a folder which we've called our kind words folder. When people have said, just that they've, been listening for a while and just randomly give us some, lovely encouragement. And then sometimes if people have asked a question and then, finished it off with, been listening for ages or something like that. It really is, yeah, it's lovely to have had such an impact. And it's such a personal impact because it's, very meaningful in their family or in their specific situation. And yeah, it's lovely.
It is, you mentioned before, it is still now we're in. We have 100 episodes recorded. Who would have thought that when we started? And I think we both are still in amazement that people actually listen.
I know.
And, it's not, and we know that not everyone listens an episode from start to finish. Some people might only listen to one or two episodes that are relevant for them, and that's okay. That's why we cover such a huge range of topics, so that hopefully there is something for everyone. But yeah, it's just amazing, and it is lovely, as you say, to get that feedback. We've had a few actually. I mean, it's not like hundreds or dozens even that would write back like that, but there were a few that said, "I've listened to all your episodes, and now I've got this question," or "you're so inspiring," and just those little words of kindness, they do make a difference. And it's, yeah, that's why we do it. Not to hear all those kind words, but it is nice to hear them from time to time.
Yeah, and we do it
As
because it
yeah.
does have that impact, and that's what elicits sort of a response, which is really lovely.
And
So,
that is our big why behind the whole thing, because we want to share with the wider community and make it possible for people to look better after their photos.
yeah, absolutely. It really has. So thank you for joining us on this 100th episode for our little milestone celebration, our look back and our sharing with you about stepping into the future. We're continuing on with an episode a month and with other guests and from time to time when we have other freebies or information for you to download and things like that, we'll just keep putting them on both the website and in the show notes, and we'll always point you to them. So it's been a real joy to be able to do this together, hasn't it, Chantelle? And especially to our listeners. So thank you for joining us on our 100th episode. Cheers to us, and cheers to everyone who's organizing their photos out there. A huge shout of motivation and inspiration that when you do take control of your photos, when you do take the time and put that effort in to put a system in place for yourself, that is something you can maintain, that you keep fine-tuning, that suits your needs as they change with either software needs or project needs, that you really take that time to honor your own personal legacy and that of your family, from past until this point, and then putting something in place to be able to take that into the future going forward. So we really respect that process that you're all going through to be able to care for your photos and share and enjoy them for years to come. So as always from us, a big thank you, and have a look through the website for any of the web, any of the episodes that we have talked about today that you might want to have a re-listen to. And there's a search feature in the podcast ones with you can just search a name or a topic, and you'll be able to find anything that we haven't linked in the show notes. So that's it for me. So thank you again. I'm Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I am Chantelle from Photos in Order. You've said it all. And yes, listeners, thanks for being here. And we are looking forward to the next 100 episodes.
That's it.
Happy photo organizing.
Bye.
Bye.